but generalization for the case of X, Y, and Z, when we consider not just outputs as JZ, right, generator, but vector, which include G, JF, G, JY, JZ, this one, looks like that. So this part, same, I put, this is, you can write like cross product, this vector X, which includes three coordinates, X, Y, Z. And this is graph, and then we have this guy. And you could, because of course, psi bar gamma zero is psi dagger. You have this very simple expression for the density of angular momentum. You see, quite nice expression, right? So you have orbital part, which is cross product of x and minus a grad. And physically it's clear because this is momentum, right? So, and we know that orbital momentum is cross product of radius vector and momentum. So we have here this plus speed. That's it. So it's quite a simple expression and convenient, I believe. So you can put in your notes. Now I want to talk. So, by the way, again, let me say assignment number three already on web. I even checked it, double checked. It's already on web and it's due November 26th. This is 2 weeks as usual. And next class, I will bring assignment number two. Mark assignment number. By the way, let me, concerning your question. By the way, concerning your question that in the case of angular momentum, there is some infinite coupling, infinite constant when it acts on vector. I believe it's actually zero for angular momentum. Point is that it's of course not well defined series, but you have, you see contributions of both, like spin, for example, part, spin up, spin down. And they go plus minus. The same with orbital momentum, plus minus. So you, in this case, they cancel each other. The same story correct with momentum, because you have momentum this direction and that direction. For energy, you do not have that, because all of them have negative energy. For charge, you do not have that, because all of them have the same charge. You see, so this is two things, charge and energy. You have this huge C number contribution, infinite. But otherwise, for those generators, like momentum and angular momentum, formally fine. They cancel each other because you have all orientation and they cancel. No special direction. They are vector. So because of that, it's zero. Okay, now we will talk about, so again, this is, as I said, expression for angular momentum density as vector. So all three components, very simple form. Okay, now we start P, C, T transformation, discrete transformation, which play crucial role in discovery of the present theory of elementary particle standard model. P, this is parity transformation or spatial reflection. C, charge conjugation when fermion goes to antifermions and vice versa. And this is T, time reversed. Okay, I start today parity transformation. Okay, first of all, definition of this guy, of course, connected with everybody knows transformation in coordinate space. Under this transformation, we get t. We get x tilde, which is t same, but we have minus x. Okay, this is phi transformation. Now, we know how under, say, Lorentz group and translations, this guy changed. Very similar take place in the case of parity transformation. So we have some unitary operator. I call it P capital, and instead U to the minus one psi U, like in the case of Lorentz, we have same structure. So this is, and this guy becomes lambda P, which is some matrix 4x4. We should find it. And here I have this, like before we had lambda to the minus one x. Now we have p to the minus one x. But this guy p to the minus one x equal p x, right? Because when you consider p to the minus one, this is again minus. In this case, p to the minus one equal p, right? We can say how they act on coordinate. Okay, so this guy can be also written like this. In this particular case, because this guy, and you can say p squared equal identical operator in this case. Okay, so this guy is equal lambda p, and this is x tilde. Psi x tilde, right? You can say. Now we should consider another property. This I already wrote, p squared. In this case, x goes to x, right? Now, let's consider transformation under p square of this guy, our field. This will be minus 2d1, p square. This will be lambda square p. I repeat this. And psi x, because p square gives x goes to x, right? No change of argument after double reflection. So we have this. And certainly, because it's a kind of identical operator, what it should be? In the case of usual field, right, Klein-Gordon, we would put psi x. But now we should write plus minus psi x, because we know that spinner, even under 2 pi rotation, comes to minus psi. So we cannot exclude that there is minus, right? So plus or minus. This is important. Now we know that lambda p squared, this matrix, is nothing else but plus or minus 1. This is constraint for lambda p. We will come to that constraint. Okay. Right. Okay, now we will find this lambda p. It's not difficult. Our constraint, simple. We want to find such a lambda p that Dirac equation would be invariant under parity transformation. Okay. To find matrix lambda p, use invariance of Dirac equation under p. Okay, what does it mean? It's exactly what we wrote for Lorentz transformations, this constraint. So let's go. So this is our equation. And we should insist that this guy is zero, right? But we will should find such a lambda p. Okay, this by definition psi prime x equal I gamma mu d mu x minus m, and this is lambda p unknown. We should find it. Psi, and this guy is x tilde. Okay. Now, take such a lambda t that lambda minus 1 p gamma 0 lambda p equal gamma 0, no change. Gamma 0, which stays with time derivative. But otherwise, lambda minus 1 p gamma vector lambda p is minus gamma. Then you will see everything will be correct. Because from this, what follows? Let's consider this term. I gamma mu d mu x. Okay. Lambda, this part. Lambda p psi x tilde. Then I could write this guy in this way. I can put lambda p outside on my left. I gamma mu. And this guy will be equal psi x tilde. Why? Right. Because when I change the order gamma mu lambda p, of course this is just constant matrix, so it commutes with the mu x, then you see zero part commutes, it goes without any change, but gamma spatial part anti-commutes, we will get minus. But then minus d mu x, the same like d mu x tilde, right? Because x tilde include minus x. Minus, minus, everything is fine. So we will get, in this case, this part. And from this, we will get what we need, that this stuff becomes d mu x tilde lambda b minus m psi x tilde. But this is direct equation, just another variable x tilde used. This is zero including. So we just should find this, then we will get everything is fine. Okay. Right. Now, choice is actually very simple. This is some constant and gamma zero. That's it. Gamma zero, of course, commutes with itself and anti-commutes with gamma one, gamma three. Now we know that lambda p squared, as I showed, equal plus minus one. So let's substitute this. Gamma zero squared is one. So we have from this n p squared equal plus minus one. From here, n p could be plus minus one or plus minus one. That's it. Only these possibilities. So we now know up to these factors our transformation, right? So we fix everything. So this is guy. This is transformation for our stuff. So we can say that phi prime x equal eta p gamma zero psi, I will write t explicitly minus x, this is x tilde, and that's it. So this is our transformation. And eta p, this or this, this is a kind of final result for our transformation, p. Okay, so we know now p minus p eta p gamma zero psi x tilde eta p. And now question, what are transformation of A S P B S P under B? Okay, so let's call this one, this established transformation property. So this is, you can put side. Yeah. Okay. So now let's substitute in this left hand side of this equation our psi expresso A and actually B double, right? So from one, I just substitute what we wrote so many times already, this expansion. Now I can put p inside, say add only operator p, and they of course commute with c numbers like wave function. This is c number, it's not operator, or this exponent, also it's c number, plus this is left hand side, pi minus 1 b dagger S dagger P P, and this is with S, and it's equal right hand side, right? So right hand side is this combination. So let us write at a P outside integral G 3P over 2 pi cube, same stuff like on the left hand side, 2 e p And now we write A P S, but now on the right hand side, this guy acts on U, and I forgot to write V, of course, right? V S P, right? We have negative. Right.
It should be
plus
I in the exponent. Exponent I in the exponent. So U S and then exponent minus I P X. So it should be I P X.
No, it's just exponent. Yeah, no, it's okay.
But the P operator is
P can use the C numbers. It's confused. Okay, let's go. Now, ASP, and this guy at, we write gamma zero, X on Q, S, P. And now, because this is now X tilde on the right hand side, we should put X tilde. Plus P one D D S dagger P again gamma zero X and V S P, and we have X two. Okay, this is what we got. And now we close to find this transformation. Now idea is this is equal, and now change in this integral on the right hand side. Let me make change. This is P integral P. Goes to P tilde, which is nothing else, P zero and minus P. I can do this, right? Then of course Jacobian is equal one of this transformation. So this is invariant measure. Two pi Q. This guy is this with two, and S everywhere we now write P tilde. This is we can do. P tilde gamma zero U S P tilde. Now use when this guy goes to this, then Minkowski this P tilde times X tilde is same like P X, because minus minus gives plus. So we will use this. So this guy X on P tilde, and now we can write okay, I write this completely. Right. Okay. This is correct. Plus second term of sorry, why I wrote this wrong? You see, there is no P here. On the right hand side, I just write my stuff. Right? So with gamma zero and P is here and only X tilde. That's it. And P, there is no P, P is on left hand side. And this equals the slope here, the right hand side. And so this term is just B S dagger P tilde gamma 0 U S D S P tilde, and this is E P. Now apparently I should say now I can say that now P this guy equals P X. Now this guy D three P tilde equal D three P. Right? Well, because Jacobian, right, is one. But we have, so we write, because of that, we write this way, D3 P2 by Q. Now, this is, of course, is independent of tilde, because this is energy. So it depends on P squared, right? And P tilde is minus P vector phi. So this is 2PP. And this is S. And now we have. Okay, I should still write this. Sorry. What's going on with this guy? Sorry, it's too early to write this. We have US tilde. So let's consider this gamma zero. What's going on with this guy? This is crucial, actually. Okay, this is, fortunately, we know solution of this guy with U. This is square root P tilde sigma square root of P tilde sigma, just sigma, sorry, four dimension, sigma bar. Right, so we wrote in this way. Gamma zero, remember, very simple structure of divergence, 2 by 2. So when this guy acts, it gives me this. P, this guy going to up, and this guy going down. But this is nice because this is nothing else like P Minkowski and usual sigma without bar. Remember, bar is different from sigma. Let me write. Sigma is sigma zero, which is unit matrix, and sigma Pauli. Sigma is sigma zero and minus sigma. So this guy gives me P sigma, and this guy gives me P sigma bar, but this is nothing else but U S P initial. Okay, so two action, P tilde and gamma zero, return us back to USP.
Okay. Right. So this spatial part, the Jacobian isn't a minus one?
No, Jacobian never can be negative. Oh. You forgot that. Jacobian, you should consider absolute value, right? When you make change of variable in the integral, right? So it's always absolute value. So it's okay. Now, but story with VSP a little bit different. Gamma zero, VSP tilde, And this is gamma 0. And solution is similar, but not exactly same. We have minus here. Now this, what it gives me, it gives me, I change minus this is sigma bar, and this is just P sigma. But this guy is nothing else but I could write in this way, minus, and this is P sigma minus P sigma bar. Minus minus gives plus, and but this is minus V S E. We have minus here for fermions. This is crucial point. Action gamma zero and P tilde, both of those guys give same UST but minus VSP. And this is important. Then let us look now let us expand this our equality by using this stuff. This is equal. Now I write this one. I could write D3P 2 pi cube 2. I should say not Jacobian, but absolute value of Jacobian. That's right. So maybe actually when we make change of variables. S, and then we have A S. What is P tilde vector? Minus P. Right? And now this guy is our friend USP. We proved now. And exponent like before, px plus bs dagger minus p, change sign, and here I should put minus bs p px. Okay, now we can compare. This term should be equal on the left hand side this term, right? So from here I get relation P minus 1 A S P P equal nothing else but A S minus P. So the only change of momentum, spin is not changed. Now compare this term and that term. And we have P minus 1 B P S dagger P equal minus B S dagger minus P. Okay, change is not spin automatically we got does not change. It's not surprising actually why spin is not changed, because angular momentum is not changed, because angular momentum, for example orbital momentum, this is what we have x I this j I j P j minus x JPI. Because both X and P change sign under P transformation, it stays without change. Spin has the same property as orbital momentum. Spin is not changed. This is sign means relative, people say, relative parity of fermions and antifermions. Is minus one. This is very important for many problems of bound state. When we want, for example, to find bound state of fire, which composed from one quark and another antiquark, you should take into account that we have this additional minus one. And only because of that, pion is pseudoscale. Okay? So this, and we got automatically. You see, your equation is smarter than us, because it would be difficult to find what, right? But it comes automatically from this structure of our solution. So it's important point.
Question?
Right, sure.
Where did the eta p end up going?
Sorry?
Eta?
P change only operator, this A. You know, it's like you have operator in quantum field theory, it could be Lorentz. It always commutes with C numbers. You see, this is the point. So this guy acts only operator part. And it commutes with this exponent because it's linear operator. So it just does not change this part and this part, which is also C numbers from the point of view of operator. Okay, so this is, we got this answer. Now, let's consider transformation under parity. Fermion field bilinear. They are very important. So let's find what happens with psi bar psi operator psi bar gamma phi. Psi bar gamma mu psi then I psi bar gamma mu and psi and psi bar gamma dot gamma phi psi, and the last one is okay, that's it. This is what we have. I should put here I, all this combination, I put I here and I here in order to make all of them Hermitian. It's easy to check. Okay, so let's start. First, we should find, of course, transformation P minus one psi bar P. We know with you transformation of psi. Now we should get this one. So this guy equal pi to the minus one psi dagger gamma 0 e again. This is C number with respect to this operation on only operator part, like A, and then we get psi. So it commutes. So we get this equal P. Now this we rewrite this part like P to the minus 1 psi P dagger gamma 0. Now we know what is going on with this guy. Just in this instance, we just can use this stuff. So I write at P gamma 0 psi T minus X gamma 0, and this is eta P complex conjugation psi bar T minus X gamma 0. Okay, remember when we take transposition or Hermitian conjugation, we should change the order. So first we take here psi dagger, then gamma zero dagger, gamma zero itself, and then this number get NP complex conjugation. Okay, so I wrote in this form. Of course, this is psi dagger, this and this, but it's convenient to calculate this. So we now know this, and we know this. This is important. Okay, now let's take aim P to the minus 1 psi bar psi P. This is, you can write like this, psi bar P, P to the minus 1 psi P. Now substitute what we know about that. Okay, substitute this guy, this NP star, and NP gives us square of absolute value. Now this guy we should substitute, and we have this psi T minus X gamma 0, right? And then we should substitute that stuff without echo. And this is, will be gamma 0 psi T minus X. Okay, gamma 0 square is 1. This guy is also 1 because we know that eta p either plus minus 1 or plus minus I. Anyway, this is 1. And we have this. Okay. It's scalar. It's the only argument change of this guy. But form is not. It's like for Klein-Gordon field under Lorentz transformation. And we said it's scalar. So it's scalar. It's mass operator, actually. You remember the psi, but psi is connected with mass, Dirac mass. So it does not change besides argument. So this is scalar. Now let's take another guy, which is this we consider this operator, right? Now next one, let me consider psi bar gamma 5 psi pi, right? Another bilinear terminal operator. This one. Okay, P minus 1 psi I psi gamma phi psi p. And this is equal I psi this x, right? We can say, or a okay. Now again, substitute. So we will get very similar. Eta p, I will write once more. It's always one, but I will write once more. Now this guy, like before. But now there will be gamma phi between gamma zero. Gamma zero, gamma phi, gamma zero, psi t minus x. The point is that gamma phi and gamma zero, and they can use gamma phi, gamma zero is minus gamma zero, gamma phi. Actually, gamma phi intercommutes with all gamma mu. So if we take this, this is equal psi t minus x gamma phi psi t minus x, and we have minus here. Okay, gamma zero intercommutes with gamma phi, gamma zero squared is one, but we have minus from intercommutation gamma phi gamma zero. And this is called pseudoscale. This is also quite important to operate. Okay, now let's take this guy, which is our vector operator, right? Vector operator, our card. Conserve current, psi bar gamma mu psi. Okay, let's calculate p minus 1 psi bar gamma mu psi. Okay, now we know that this guy p to the minus 1 p, just substitute instead psi bar what we have here, and instead psi, we have this combination. So I will write same like with gamma phi, only now we have gamma mu. So we just write psi bar t minus x, gamma zero, gamma mu, gamma zero, psi t minus x. And this is equal. Remember that gamma zero, of course, commutes with itself, with mu equals zero. So then this guy equal psi bar, I'm writing this way, gamma zero psi t minus x for mu equals zero. So it like scalar change under parity. And it's okay because this is nothing else but charge density. Density does not change under parity transformation. Only argument change. On the other hand, gamma zero intercommutes with gamma one, gamma two, gamma three. And we have psi bar is equal with minus gamma mu psi t minus x for mu 1, 2, 3. So you can see we got a reasonable answer. Certainly, this is current, real current, three-dimensional current. Of course, current like under electric field, under transformation part, it changed direction. So we got minus. This is vector. So this guy transformed like vector. This is vector under this part. This is, of course, scalar part, right? Density is scalar under parity transformation, which is okay also. And now we still have this guy. Very similar. Gamma zero, but now gamma mu, gamma phi, gamma zero psi t minus x. If this is equal, remember that gamma zero anti-commutes with gamma phi. Because of that, we have opposite situation. It's minus psi bar gamma zero gamma phi psi t minus x for mu equals zero and plus actually psi bar gamma mu gamma phi psi t minus x for mu equal 1 to 3. So people say that this is axial vector or pseudo vector. Okay. So this actually part gamma zero transformed like pseudoscalar, but this part, real three-dimensional vector part, gamma one, gamma two, or gamma three, doesn't change. Wow. So this is pseudo vector. Now you will, simple in one problem in assignment three, you calculate transformation of this tensor. But because the answer is in table in the book, I will write answer without derivation. Without derivation, I can write here. Minus one mu minus one mu and this guy psi bar gamma mu psi t minus x it's always and where minus 1 mu equal 1 for mu equal 0 and minus 1 for mu 1 to 3. Okay, so this is answer. And there. Now question, can we define parity transformation for wild fermions, massless fermions, only say left-handed, only right-handed? Answer is no, we cannot actually. Answer is no. Okay, to see this right side L and side R in four component four. Okay, psi L, and I will write the psi L, 0, right? And psi R equal 0, psi R. Now, P transformation. You should actually expect that it's not defined because we found how A and P transform under P transformation. You see, spin does not change. What change is momentum. Then we have change of helicity, right? Because projection of momentum on spin change minus. But for left-handed fermions, we always have situation when momentum is directed opposite to the moment to the spin momentum, and for right along. So what is going on under P transformation? That left-handed goes to right hand, and right-handed to left hand. And you will see why it happens. Okay, now P transformation. P minus one psi L P. We know our transformation uses N at a P gamma zero psi L. I will write P minus X. But remember, gamma zero, I many times, is this guy. It's actually change. So this is this eta p. And we have zero psi L. And this is, of course, nothing else, right-handed fermion. So you can see that under parity transformation, left-handed becomes right-handed. But if we do not have, say, right-handed, then it's not even defined, right? So this transformation is bad for wild fermions. So wild fermions themselves break parity. This is massless neutrino left-handed. And the same story for repeat for psi r p, it will be answer eta p psi r 0. And this left handed because one 0 part now at the top. So you can see that this operation is not defined only on left-handed or only on right-handed. And physics simple. As I said, helicity changes under pi, because spin does not, like angular momentum, but momentum change. So left-handed becomes right-handed. Right-handed becomes left-handed. This is what we have. If we have, like people saw during long periods, that there are, concerning neutrinos, there are only massless left-handed. And parity, because of that, is broken. Because we now know that in interaction with participation of neutrino, weak interaction, parity is broken. It was great discovery in 50s by young scientists at that time, Young and Lee. They got Nobel Prize, actually, very quickly. They say in 56 published this paper, 57 it was confirmed by experiment, 58 they got Nobel Prize for discovery of parity violation in weak interaction. Actually, this was beta decay. And mu decay, another group consider decay of mu to electron antineutrino neutrino. Anyway, so point is that this case indicates that parity is broken for Weyl equation when we consider only two component part for massless guys. Okay, apparently we should. Next step will be charge conjugation, operation which interchange fermions and antifermions. And the most difficult part will be time reverse, because this operator is not unitary but so called anti-unitary operator. It's funny little things, not so easy. And it was introduced by Wigner, still in non-relativistic motion. So in condensed matter, it's quite important. This, I believe, Cramer's rule in condensed matter. You condensed matter guy, you should tell me. Confirm whether I am lying or not. I believe I'm done. Okay.
Recently you said that they found out, I mean, the neutrino has a mass, so yes. It's not that they don't obey the Weyl equation anymore.
Yes. This is, we come to that. Believe it, I hope. Okay. If I'm alive. So yes, neutrino for sure has mass. But there are two types of mass. The mass we discussed with you, Dirac mass, but there is another mass, quite interesting, which is called Majorana. We will discuss. We will discuss for free. But not now. I am exhausted.